Daf Nun Beis Amin Aleph. We'll begin Nun Aleph Amin Beis, two lines from the bottom. So we had in the Mishnah, we had the Machlaikis between Beis Sham, Beis Hillel, if Kedushas Hayim is first, if the Yain is first. Beis Hillel says, first you make the Bori Priya Gofen, then you make the Baruch Makadosh Shabbos. Beis Sham says it's the reverse. Gemara says, V'halocha Kedivir Beis Hillel. The halacha is like Beis Hillel. So first is Bori Priya Gofen, then Mekadesh Shabbos or Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azamanim. Drag Dimor Pshita, well, of course the halacha is like Beis Hillel. We know the halacha is like Beis Hillel. And our Nafka Baskol, because the Baskol came out, Min HaShemayim Baskol came out, and said the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Gemara says, Iboy Seima, one answer is, Koinem Baskol, this, what it says, the halach is like Beis Hillel, was said before the Baskol. The Iboy Seima lachar Baskol, alternatively, it could be even after the Baskol. Baskol, and it's going according to the Shita Rav Yeshua that we do not follow the Baskol. It's like B'Shamayim Hi. It has to be, halach has to be paskin by Bezdin. And therefore, it's telling us, notwithstanding that the Baskol came down, we still have to be told that halach is like Beis Hillel. For the Gemara, is that so? B'savri B'Shamayim de Birchas Hayom Adifa. Our Mishnah says that Beis Shammai holds that first is Mekadosh Shabbos, then Bori Priya Gofen, the Birchas HaYoyim takes precedence. Is that so? I'll ask you about time. We learned in the Braisa, HaNichnas LaBeisa B'Motzei Shabbos. A person comes home after Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, Mevorach HaLayayin. So how does he make Havdolah? He makes HaYayin, V'Alamor, V'Alabesomim, V'Achakach, Oymer Havdolah. So he makes a Bori Priya Gofen first. He makes the Borei Me'ra'esh, then he makes the Besamim, and then he says Havdalah. So Havdalah is Kedushas Hayayim. And here we see, Legabe Havdalah, that Beis Shammai says, and apparently this is the Shita of Beis Shammai, as we'll see, that first is the Yayin, and then it's Kedushas Hayayim, which is the opposite of what we're saying in the Mishnah, Legabe Kiddush. So continue the Brisa says again, V'anichnas l'beisa b'matzei Shabbos v'orach l'yayin v'lamor v'besayim v'arkach v'im ravdolah v'imein lo'e l'kveis echad. Now if he only has one kveis of yayin and he's coming home and he has to eat his malav the malka, and as we'll see, and as Tosfos points out, and we'll see it's more from the Gemara later, that Beis Shammai holds that when you bench you have to have a kveis. So if he only has one cup, and now he has to make Havdalah, but he has to have Malav Malka, and he has to bench with a kais, and he only has one. If he only has one, V'imein l'kais echad menicha l'achar mazon. So what he does is that he eats his Suda first, M'shalsum kolon l'achar, and then he makes the benching, the Bori Priya Gofen, and the brachas for Havdalah. So Taisus asks, you can't eat without making Havdalah. So how can he have his Suda and bench all the kais and then make the Havdalah? So Taisus says, Beis Shammai holds that you aim before Chamele Kais, you have to have a kais. You have to have a kais for benching. And since he has no alternative over here, Chazal were not machmir, they were not machmir to say that you cannot eat before Havdalah. Al Kolpoim, we say over here that the order, the Seder for Havdalah is first Yayin, first Bari Priya Gofen, and Havdalah comes afterwards. The Hamavdil comes later. So you see over here that the Yayin takes precedence over Kedushas Hayayim. In fact, the Gemara was a side kasha. Hami Mai Debei Shammai. You're asking me a kasha from this Braisa, and you're asking me a kasha on our Mishnah. Well, how do you know that this Braisa is Beis Shammai? How do you know Bichlal is the Sheet of Beis Shammai? Dilan Beis Hillel, maybe it's the Sheet of Beis Hillel. And then there's no problem why Yain goes first, because that's the Sheet of Beis Hillel. Mar says, Lois Al Gedaitel. No, you can't say that this is Beis Hillel. It must be Beis Shammai. Lois Al Gedaitel. Tani more of Akhar Besamim. Because it says that the order of Avdolah is more Barmim Reish and then Besamim. Now that's the Sheet of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel holds that its Besamim comes before Bar Mireish. Uman Shamad Leidis Lehai Svar, who's the one that holds that more comes first? Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yehuda said, Beisham Beisil are not arguing on mazon on benching, like this case here where he only has one kais, that benching comes first, while Havdalah she beside. And that Havdalah, Hamavdil, is at the end. So the first thing is benching, and Hamavdil is at the end. Alma nechleku. So what are they arguing? Alamor, v'lebesamim. They argue on the order between Bor Meresh and Besamim. Shebeishami, Amri Mor, v'akach Besamim. Beishami says the order is Mor, and then Besamim. They say, Loimri, Besamim, v'akach Mor. So therefore, L'chaira, the Brisa must be Beishami. And it seems to contradict our Mishnah, where Beis Shammai says Kiddush comes first and then Bor Priya Gofen, and here by Avdolah they say Bor Priya Gofen and then Amavdil. Frank the Gemara, well, it's only so, you've only proven that this is Beis Shammai, and this is according to Beis Shammai, if you follow the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. But there's a machloikes, as we'll see on Amud Beis, there's a machloikes, what Beis Shammai really holds. Now, this is true when you've established that the Brice is Beis Shammai according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that's correct. But we might Beis Shammai v'alibid Rabbi Yehuda, how do you know this Brice is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? Dilma Beis Hilli v'alibid Ramer. Maybe the Brice is following the Shita of Ramer. And Ramer says that this order that we brought down over here is really Beis Hillel. Because according to Ramer, Beis Hillel holds that it's more, and then it's summit. Gemara says, Leisal Gadaitl, you can't say it's Rav Meir, it must be Rav Yehuda, Leisal Gadaitl, Tane Hacha B'mas Nisin, because our Mishnah holds, Beis Shammai Yomrim Ner, U'mosain B'sam V'avdol. In our Mishnah, it says that the sequence is Ner first, then benching, then B'samim, and then Avdol. U'bisil Loimrim, Ner U'b'samim, Mosin V'avdol. And Beis Hillel says it's Ner, Besamim, Moza, and Benching, and Avdol. That's in the sheet, that's the Mishnah. Now, V'hasim b'b'raisa k'tani, mein lo yele kais echad, he only has one kais, menich alachar ha-mozan, he leaves it till after benching, u'mishalshin kul lachar, that benching comes first. So that's not like our Mishnah. That's not like the order of our Mishnah. So it must be that the Braisa is Beis Shammai, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that everyone agrees that it's when you have only one kais, that everyone agrees that Mishal Shem Kul Mulachayra. And yet you see over here that the order is that it's more, and then it's Besamim, so that must be the Shita of Beis Shammai, Alibid Rav Yehuda. And they say that the order of Avdolah is first Yayin, and Avdolah comes afterwards. So it must be the Shita of Beis Shammai. And you see the Beis Shammai holds the Gabi Avdolah, that it's Yayin, comes before Avdolah. So therefore, what we see, it seems to be a contradiction in Beis Shammai. We've established that the Braisa is going according to Beis Shammai, Alibid Rav Yehuda. And the Mishnah is saying that Beis Shammai says that the Kedushas HaYoim takes priority over the Yayin. And the Braisa, we see by Havdalah, Beis Shammai says that the Yayin takes priority as before, and Kedushas HaYoim, Havdalah is afterwards. So Mikol Mokum Kasha. So you see a Kasha, it seems to be a contradiction, apparent contradiction between Beis Shammai Shita by Kiddush and by Avdolah. So Mikol Magam Kasha, Gemara answers, no. Kasavri Beis Shammai Shaini Ilui Yoyim Mafuke Yoyim. It's true by that, by Kiddush Beis Shammai says Kiddush is a Yoyim is first and Yain is after. And it's true that by Avdolah they say that Yain is first and Kiddush is a Yoyim is last, but there's a fundamental difference. When you're talking about Kiddush, you're bringing in Shabbos, you're bringing in Yontav over there, so we want to bring it in as soon as possible. The sooner the better. We want to be makdim the Kiddush is a Yoyim. When it comes to Havdalah, we want to delay it. We don't want to depart from the Kedusha Shabbos. We reluctantly depart from it, so we delay it. So by Kiddush, the Kedusha Zayim Kiddush comes first. By Havdalah, we delay it till after the Yayin. Shiny Eluya Yom Yafukiyam. Eluya Yom, bringing in the day, bringing in Shabbos, Kamad Makdaminale, Adiv. The earlier you bring it in, the better. Afuke Yoima, but when you're departing from the day, when you're being now being Mavdil, Kamad Ma'akrinle, Adiv. Delaying it, the more you delay it, the better. So therefore, by Havdalah, Yayin is first and Havdalah is last. It should not appear that it's a burden to us. It's not a burden to us. So we want to delay the departure of Shabbos. So it's implicit in the case over here that we're saying that if he only has one cup, that he delays it till afterward, Havdalah, till after benching. So it's implicit in that Beishamai, Sar Beishamai, that they hold that Birchas HaMazon Tzuna Kais, that benching requires a Kais, you must bench on a Kais, and that's why you can now drink from the wine. Therefore, you can rather eat from the Suda. Before making Havdalah ala kayas, because since a benching requires a kayas, and if he only has one kayas, if he would now make Havdalah first ala kayas, he wouldn't be able to bench. So therefore, normally we don't allow you to eat the Suda. We don't allow you to eat without making Havdalah first. But over here, we say that he eats the Suda, and after benching, by benching now, after he makes benching ala kayas, and then Havdalah. So that's only because Birchas HaMazon Tzuna Kais. Well, is it true that Beishame holds that it requires a Kais Vatsanan? We learned in the Mishnah, Balhem Yain Lachar HaMazon, if they have, well, after the meal, they brought wine, and he hasn't benched yet, but he finished the meal, now they're bringing wine. Imein Shame Le'oise Kais, if he only has that one Kais, Beishame Yimrim, Mevorach Hala Yain, Vachach Mevorach Hala HaMazon. Beishame says, you make a bracha on Yayin, on that cup, and mazon benching afterwards. So my love, the mevorach ilav v'shasol, where he makes a bracha on the Yayin, so apparently he drinks the wine. And now he's already drunk from the wine, and now he's benching. So he's not benching alakais. You're telling me that Beis Shammai holds that Birchas HaMazon Tzuna Kais. And that's why if he only has one Kais, so he eats the Suda, and then he does Havdalah after the benching ala Kais. Well, here we see that it says in the Mishnah, if he only has one Kais, they brought him the wine after the Suda. He hasn't benched yet. He drinks from the Kais and then benches. So my love them Mevarach Levish Asile, and therefore he will not have a kais for benching. Gemara says, "Loi, the mevorach lemonach loi." He drinks from it. He brings a bracha on it, rather, but he doesn't drink it. He leaves it for benching. Ay, v'hamar mar mevorach tzarach sheyitim. What do you mean? He doesn't drink it. He makes a bracha. He has to drink from it. Gemara says, "Atoyim loi." What it means to say is that he takes a sip from it. He only has one kais. He has the wine after the soap. He makes a bracha, he drinks from it, takes a sip, then he leaves the rest of it to bench on, have benching on the kais with the remainder. How can you say that? If he drinks a little bit from it, it makes it pogam. His drinking from it now makes it not roy to be a kais shel bracha anymore. That makes a pagam in it, and that makes a defect, a blemish in it. It's not worthy of being a kais shel bracha anymore. So then he has... Still, it comes back weiter, he doesn't have a kais shel bracha. More answer, the toim le biyade. He's toim le biyade. He pours a little bit of the wine out. He doesn't put it to his mouth. He doesn't put it to his mouth and drink it. He pours a little bit out of his hand. He drinks it from his hand. So he has not drunk from the kais itself. He has not made it a kais pogum. He's able to drink a little bit. He makes a bracha. He's able to drink a little bit of the wine. And then the remainder that's in the kais, he uses for benching. The Rashba says, and Beis Hillel holds, that also would be poigimit, therefore that's not an alternative according to Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai says that does not render the kais pogum, and therefore he has that alternative. He makes the bracha, he spills a little bit in his hand, he drinks it from his hand, and the remainder is for benching. Hi, Frank Shior. How does that help? If benching requires a koishal bracha, it needs a shiur. If he spilled some out, he poured some out, then he's missing something from the kais. So it's still not a valid koishal bracha. He doesn't have a shiur. So, wow, koishal. And now by spilling it out, he diminishes it, doesn't have the proper shear. The more answers, the nafesh le famous shear. No, the kaisel bracha had more than the minimum amount required for the shear. It had more than what the minimum was needed. He poured some out, and the remainder was still enough wine, was still a shear for kaisel bracha. Frank Gemara, how can you say that he had more than what was required? The Mishnah says, if he only has that one kais, more answers. It means he only has one kais, meaning he doesn't have two kaises, he doesn't have double the shear that's required. He has a little more than the minimum, but not enough to make up a double, a second kais. So he has a little bit more, he has something more than a minimum required for one kais, but he doesn't have enough wine for two kaises. So that's what he means if he only has one kais. Frank, think more about Tani Rebbe Chiya Beishami Oymri Mevorach HaLayayin V'shoyseyu V'achakach Mevorach Birchas HaMozoyin. He says, you Mevorach HaLayayin V'shoyseyu, and you drink it. And then you bench. Doesn't that show you clearly that Beis Shammai says that Birchas Hamazon does not require a kais? Moses answers yes. And Hanami, that's true. We see that from here. Ela trei tanoi v'alibi de Beis Shammai. This Tana Lavi Beis Shammai says Birchas Hamazon does not require a kais, but the Tana of the Brisa holds that Beis Shammai says that Birchas Hamazon does require a kais, and therefore in the Brisa it says if he only has one kais, and he's coming home and makes havdalah, and he will not have another kais for benching, then mishalshem kulam l'achra.